Thank you, Terry. Good morning. A special election in the Colfax Mingo School District yesterday drew just under 300 voters who overwhelmingly approved the proposed revenue purpose statement, which identifies how Colfax Mingo's local option sales tax revenue can be spent. Superintendent Eric Anderson says voting yes would not change anything, but fulfill a new requirement enacted by the state legislature. According to preliminary results from the county auditor's office, the revenue purpose statement was approved with 86% support on 259 yes votes and 36 no. If the statement had not passed, Superintendent Eric Anderson says the legislative action would prevent the district from using its local option sales tax revenue on planned improvements.
What the legislature put in there was an additional component which said if it doesn't pass, then starting after 2029, all of that money has to go towards paying off any and all debt. You can't use it for things like HVAC upgrades in the building or roofing or parking lot things, that kind of stuff. You can't use it for that anymore, which is what all school districts use it for.
Anderson says Colfax Mingo School Board does plan to ask voters to approve a school bond referendum November 5th. Take the first step of a 15-year plan to improve all school facilities in Colfax and Mingo. Next fall, it's going to cost a lot less to attend Central College in Pella. The college introduced a new annual tuition yesterday of $18,600 for the fall of 2020. That's a $20,000 reduction from $38,600 this current school year. In addition, the college launched a number of new initiatives to support students in all stages of their education and beyond graduation.
In addition, Central is committed to providing graduation in 4 years, where the ninth semester is offered free for no additional tuition.
That is Central's president, Mark Putnam. He says the Pella College views it as their responsibility to help bring rationality to the price of a high-quality college education. And he claims Central's new tuition financial aid pricing is clear and easier to understand.
This new tuition is a bold step and a step in the right direction for Central College and for higher education.
With scholarships, Central's price equivalent to Iowa's public universities. According to the college, no current Central student will pay more next school year than they do this current year. And prospective students can apply without being deterred by a high published tuition rate. Price for room and board, it's going to remain the same. Grinnell Mutual, for the very first time, is sponsoring a farm safety academy specifically for students, and they're expecting about 100 students from four area FFA chapters to attend. The FFA members will be from Linville, Sully, Grinnell, North Mahaska, and East Marshall. They'll spend the day at Grinnell Mutual's headquarters and see live demonstrations of a tractor rollover and grain bin rescue, learn how to safely control an ATV. It's also going to be a live electrical line demonstration. The National Children's Center for Rural and Agricultural Health and Safety says on average, 33 children are injured every day in an ag-related incident. In fact, in 2015, young ag workers were nearly 45 times more likely to die than in all other industries combined. That is your KCOB News this hour. I'm Randy Vann.